Hi, thank you for holding. Is this George?
Yes.
Hi, George. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. You know, it's Tuesday, so might get some tacos later.
Yeah.
So, George, my mapping coordinator, Tara, I know she does a great job of kind of going over the basics of the program, but before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
No, basically, is this something that I choose, as to how long, this be advertised, or there's already a fixed time that I'd be on?
So you'd be on it basically as long as you're paying for it. But we don't put you in any type of contract, George, so it is month-to-month pricing. You know, we are actually a performance-based company, so we do want to earn your business month in and month out.
Right. Okay.
Was there anything else I could help clarify at all?
No. I just want to kind of get to the bottom as to what's going to cost me.
Okay, absolutely. So, George, we do have a couple of different options. For the exclusive listing that we have available, let's see. I do, with that, so Tara, she actually put in a reduced rate for you for a legacy
mm-hmm.
rate, so I'm going to apply that to the prices that I have. It does bring them down about 60%, so I can do the price for either $199, $299, or $499 month to month.
Okay.
So
I'm on there 7 days a week?
Yes, absolutely.
You know that? Okay.
100%.
All right. So what's the difference between the $199, $299, $299?
Yeah, absolutely. So now the $199 package, George, what that's going to include, that's going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit your company with all the popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It would be initial content creation and placement on Bing, and then we'll give your company exposure to mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. Now, the main difference between the $199 package and the $299 package is the $299 package comes with everything the $199 package has. It just has also Facebook ads, which are actual sponsored ads. So it's not like we just throw an ad in the marketplace and say good luck. We actually give you an ad that's called something that's called retargeting. So basically, if anybody looks for any of your services anywhere online, your ad will be popping up in their news feed. Then, now let me just clarify. So the type of services you're offering, you're doing like kind of like janitorial, floor care, do you clean carpets, stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah, that's all floor care.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So for the $299 package, I can also go ahead and include a fully customized website. So this would be a 5-page fully customized website. Of course, you can showcase your work, have clients contact you, leave reviews to any of your directory listings, pay you. So there's a lot of neat things we can do with the website. Now, the $499 package, it will include everything the $199 package has. It just, the main difference is instead of Facebook ads, it will have Google ads, which will be above the map section of Google.
Okay. Well, let's concentrate on the $199.
Okay. Well, and for that package too, George, I can still go ahead and include a landing page website. So it's not 5 pages, but at least it's still 1 page. It showcases your work, who you are, all of that. So I can still include that.
All right. Okay. Okay. So, what do you need? What do you need to do advertising?
Okay, absolutely. So
besides the name?
Besides your name? Well, so let me just kind of break it down to you, okay? So basically what we're going to do is I'm going to set you up for payment, get some basics about your company. I'll send you our terms with everything that we've discussed in writing. Now, I'll set you up for a client interview. The client interview will most likely be for tomorrow or the next day, depending on what you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. Now, from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get something called a reporting dashboard. This is where you're going to be able to see everything going on with your account. So we don't want you to just take our word for all of it. So you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, even the location of the searches that are performed. So everything going on. Now, you'll also get all the directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we're going to get you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your website up and running, or the landing page that I was talking to you about. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So just to kind of break it all down.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Jesse. If you could let me think about this, okay? I could write your number down. I can get back to you, and you could do as well. You can get back to me in a couple of days.
Yeah, is there anything
in particular
holding you back now? Because, you know, once we disconnect, it just continues calling out to the next qualified candidate in your area. Basically, we have like 40 people calling out on this listing.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I just, I need to just find a few things out, and I can do that. And let me think about it. And I can get back to you.
Okay. Well, I mean, let me ask you, George. Do you see the value in advertising?
I do. But I would say I probably get more just by word of mouth.
Okay.
Definitely word of mouth takes, you know, has pretty much been there the whole time.
Well, and, okay. So let me ask you, George.
It keeps us pretty steady.
Of course, word of mouth is always the best, right? Like, that's always what we want to strive for, right? But now, how would you know what you could get from Google when you haven't been there? you know what I mean?
No, true. Absolutely.
So, like, let me tell you. So, George, for your area, you're in the Rockledge area, correct?
Correct.
So now, what would you say is like your bread and butter? Which service are you doing the most often?
Geez, both equally. I would say that there was a time where janitorial was it, but then once we got into the floor care business, still we had more of the janitorial, busier, but now it seems like pretty much it's equal. I mean, we're pretty busy with floors.
Okay, well, let me just put in, I'll just put in both of them and give you an idea. Now, for janitorial for the Rockledge area, it looks like in the past 30 days there were, it looks like 940 searches done. Now, for floor care, it looks like there were 1,140 searches done in the last 30 days. So, there are definitely people in your area looking for the services you provide. Now, the thing about it, George.
And that's just for the area here?
Yeah, for Rockledge. Mm-hmm.
For Rockledge. Oh, okay. Those are pretty good numbers.
And here's the thing about it is I'm sure you do this. I do this. Pretty much everybody does this. 90% of people are looking for services when they don't know somebody on Google. 87% of the buying decisions are happening with only those companies there on the first page. Less than 1% of consumers are actually going to the second page of Google to search for services. Now, it's like earlier today, I was talking to a gentleman who his Google business profile and his Google presence got, you know, discontinued, right? And he was telling me about the huge difference he was having from without it and with it. You know, and it's even when you have, like, a commercial person, right? If you have, like, if you're doing commercial work for somebody, when they're thinking, when you're bidding for that job, the first thing they're going to do is look at your Google presence. So not only is this going to provide you with more work, but it's also going to give people that, you know, want to refer you to other people the ability to kind of show you, show other people who you are. So this is about brand awareness. It's about getting you that steady flow of business coming in. And at the end of the day, Google is just where everybody goes to search for the services you provide.
Mm-hmm. True. Okay. I understand that very well. And I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I'm interested. You know, I'm not the end of it. I am interested. Now, how about if I call you tomorrow and we could have more time for this? Because what happens is I just got home from a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've been sweating all day and I just like to take a shower now and have something to eat because I'm hungry. So
yeah,
can we start fresh tomorrow? I can call you. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I mean, really, this would only take me about 10 minutes to sign you up. The longest part would be your client interview, and we would schedule that for another day. So, I mean, I can get this done in literally 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, George, what's your middle initial?
It's L.
Okay.
L, middle initial.
Oh, your last name is Miller?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, the name is George L. Perez.
Perez, okay. I was going to say my best friend's last name is Miller. Okay, and what's the best email for you?
Email is shiningstar, then the letters S-E-R, at gmail.com.
I love your business name, by the way. I think it's so awesome, Shining Star. Okay, so now, what is, this is always going to be the best phone number for you, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, just to clarify one more time, so it's Shining Star S-E-R at gmail.com, or is it?
That's right. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Okay, and then is the best address for you, is it going to be the 1668 Auburn Lake Drive?
Lake, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And just so you know, we absolutely can hide this address online. This is just where they're going to be mailing you out a PIN verification through Google. So
okay.
I'm going to keep this part real short. Now, what are your hours of operation? When do you want to be taking phone calls?
Usually in the morning, anywhere from 9 to, say, 12 noon or 1 o'clock.
Okay, and then is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday to Friday.
Okay, and do you want a logo, or do you want us to create you a logo, or do you already have one?
I don't quite have one. I do have, I have a business card, but I don't have a logo on it.
Okay. So anything I'm going to mention to George is going to be included. It's not going to cost anything extra. So we can absolutely make you a logo. Now, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
Well, no, I don't have. My son is supposed to be, he's waiting on me to do a Facebook page. He's written on me, and she's supposed to be doing it.
Okay, well, that's something that we can definitely help with. So,
okay.
Then I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview. Just a couple more steps. So let me see what I have available. 1 second. So tomorrow, are you going to be more available in the mornings, the afternoons, the evenings?
I would say tomorrow I'll be available. Yeah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I should be here.
Okay, so 1 o'clock. Okay, perfect. So I have you from 1 to 2. Now, George, the whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, 1 second. Just a couple more steps here. Now, for billing, are you going to be using a Visa, Amex, MasterCard, or Discover?
I'll be a Visa.
Okay. Almost ready for you. Okay. No. Okay, so I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, let me ask you this. How soon? I mean, obviously I have to give it some time to try it.
And yeah.
Say in a month or two. I mean, any time I can cancel that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to, after I bill you, I'm going to read a voice verification, George. It just outlines the service agreement with us. But I'll state in that that you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due. So it is month to month, but we ask you to give it 2 months. This doesn't mean you're paying 2 months up front or you're in any type of contract, but in that 2 months, you should see a return on your investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that last part you said?
Oh, in that 2 months, you should see a So we ask you to give it 2 months. In that 2 months, you should see a return on your investment. But that doesn't mean you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's, hold on, I think I have the wrong pair of glasses.
Oh, anyway, no problem.
It's 4246 3153 3679 8226.
Okay, and then the expiration?
It is 4423.
Okay, and then the 3-digit code on the back.
It's, geez. 165.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm updating and processing the payment for the $199. Now, I'm going to read the voice verification to you. So, we only have two more steps, and then we'll be done. So, as I'm walking you through this, George, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just go ahead and stop me, and I'll rephrase the question for you, okay? So, George, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Shiny Star Services, Brevard County.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the owner, and my name is George L. Perez.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So, George, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means, George, is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already. Now, at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if you ever have any doubt about who might be calling you, just ask them the security question, and we'll give you the answer. So just choose from one of these three: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
I'll say mother's maiden name.
Okay, what would that be?
It's Ramos. R-A-M-O-S.
Okay, R-A-M-O-S. Okay, perfect. So now, George, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just simply let us know, okay?
Sure will.
So, George, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of November 15th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 15th of the month in the amount of $199. Now, George, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which number I will provide to you. So you just need to contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done with that. Now, George, real quick, it told me that the CV – okay, so the address that you gave me, the 1668, that's the billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay, it said that the three-digit code on the back was wrong. It's 165?
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration was April 2023, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, just read the number to me one more time. Maybe I wrote down a number wrong then.
Okay, the whole number?
Yeah, well, so when I update it, it exits out all the numbers except for the last four digits, so I can't see it. So, yeah, if you could just repeat it.
Now, just real quick, so your company name is Local Splash?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So if I turn on Google when would I see my information?
Well, so you're going to see your information on Google once you get the Google Business Profile, which is the PIN verification they'll mail out to you. So that would be about, 10, 12 days at the most.
Okay. Okay. And the number, 321?
Oh, well, I'm going to text that to you. So here, I'll just text it to you right now anyway. I'll text you my extension and phone number directly, so you can always reach me at my extension, but the phone number is the number to call customer support as well.
Okay. And is Jesse, what's your last name, Jesse?
Corcoran, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N.
C-O-R-C-O-R again?
A-N, C-O-R? A-N. Yeah, two of them.
Oh, so it's Corcoran?
No. Corcoran, C-O-R.
Oh, Corcoran. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
C-O-C-O, what is it? C-O.
C-O-R. No, so.
R.
C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N. Oh. I hate my last name.
A-N-T. Okay.
Yeah.
Corcoran. Okay, gotcha.
There you go.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. All right. Okay, so again, it's 4246-3153.
Uh-huh.
You got the 3153?
Uh-huh.
3679-8226.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me just repeat that.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, the date, the expiration date is wrong. It's 6/23.
Oh, 6/23. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat it back to you just to be safe. So it's 4246-3153-3679-8226, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, almost done here. Okay, that worked. So now the last thing that I need from you, George, is just to sign our terms, which is just everything that we discussed in writing. So I'm going to text this to you right now. So let me know that you got it. It will be, it'll say, George, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when you got that text.
Okay. You sent it already?
Yeah, I just texted it to you.
Okay. All right, let me check it out.
Did it come through? It should have. It said it was sent.
No, it didn't.
Okay,
so you emailed it to me, right?
No, I texted it to you.
On.
Text, yeah.
Okay, 877 area code?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Local.
So if you could do me a favor, George, and press on that link. It says My Local Splash, and it has your phone number. This will take you to everything that we discussed in writing. So let me know when you get there.
Okay. Local Splash Terms of Experience Services.
There you go.
Google Business Book. Okay.
So now take your time. Look this over. If you have any questions, you can let me know. Once you're done looking it over, go ahead and scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. Then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature. And let me know if you have any questions about it, okay?
So I click here. Okay, confirm signature. Right?
Yeah.
Just click on it, that's it, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I did that. You want me to click on it again?
Did it take you to a username and login?
No.
Okay. So you press confirm signature, the orange box?
Yeah, I just did. Then on the bottom, way on the bottom in red, it says, please accept the terms by the checking of the above.
Oh, so it's right above that, George. It says, it's a little white box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, if you see that. It's just right above signature.
Above,
yeah, it's right above the word signature. It's like three lines up above the word signature.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What's there is the date.
Oh, okay. Do you see where it says cancellation and refunds?
Oh, okay. Okay, the box was says certified
yeah.
That.
There you
okay.
go.
that's way above that. Okay. All right. Now I did that. I checked that box. Now what?
Now you press confirm signature, as long as your name is in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, username and password?
Perfect. So you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days, George. That's going to be for your reporting dashboard. So you don't need to worry about that right now. That'll be emailed to you. I already did text you my extension and phone number. So tomorrow when they call you, they will be calling you from that 877 number. I always just suggest it's best to save that number in your phone. I'll also text you a short YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can check that out. And then other than that, you're all set. So hopefully that was about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
great.
The number for me to contact you is the 877 area code also?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
635-6225?
Yeah, just go ahead and save that in your phone. That's the number that your account management team will always be calling you from.
Okay. All right. And let's see what else. Support, localsplash.com, localsplash.com. Now here, it doesn't say anything about Google. Or should I be able to see it somewhere?
Where? Where at?
Well, the text you sent me, you know, hi, I'm Jesse. Let's get your business on top of Google. Okay, here's Google. Of Google
yeah.
Today, contact me at such and such number.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, so I'm expecting someone to call me tomorrow between 1 and 2.
1 and 2, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. Did you have any other questions at all, George?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm so excited to get you started with your marketing. I know you're going to love it. Okay? So just look out for that phone call tomorrow, and we'll get you all set up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, George.
Bye-bye.